Today, Shir's Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin on the last line of Daf Tzadik Vav of the days with the second word, Ubiyoyser Mechdei Mikdasi Mipligi. Before we begin, we must make a quick review of the Machlokas that the Gemara is focusing on, and that had begun on the fourth line of this Amud with the Tana Rabbanan, where we learned a Machlokas between the Tanakama and the Acherim concerning Shmorei Yayin. If a person took water and he steeped the lees in it, the lees are the residue of the pressed grapes, which for purposes of brevity we will from now on call Shmorim. So those were steeped in water. So the Tanakhama said that as far as the bracha is concerned, it's Shahakol Nia Bidvori. It's a flavored water because the wine has already been taken out of the lees of the shmorim. However, the Acherim say that the shmorim sheyesh bem tam yayin mevorach lehem bar priyagofen. They disagree with the Tanakhama, and they are of the opinion that if the shmorim have in them a taste of wine, then the brach in fact is still boire pri hagofen. And Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both told us that the Allah is not like the Acherim. We pass on like the Tanakhama. And Rava explained to us exactly in which case do we have a machlokes between the Tanakhama and the Acherim. And Rava stated as follows, that if the person took 3 cups of water and he steeped the shmorim in the water and it came out 3, he didn't have more than what he put in. So then everybody agrees that even if it would have a tam yayin, that the bracha would be shahakol nia bidvori. On the other hand, if he put in 3 and he took out 4, he gained an extra cup of wine, then everybody would agree that that's a perfect cup of wine. Because in fact, Rava said, kol chamra delidori al chat plus maya lav chamrahu. The water, the wine in those days was very strong. It had to be mixed with water in order to be quality wine, and the proper ratio for excellent wine was a 3-to-1 ratio. So if he put in 3 and he got 4, he has a 3-to-1 ratio, perfect wine, then of course everybody would admit that the halacha is that he makes a bar priya gofet. Where is the machlokas between Tanakam and Acherim? If he put in 3 and he got back 3.5. And we explained the Svar of the Machlokes yesterday, that the Tanakhama holds that all he has gotten extra from the Shmorim is an extra half cup. So now the ratio is a half cup to 3, which is a ratio of a half to 6 halves, which is 1 in 6. And we know that Yayin is bottle, not Echad B'Shishim, but Echad B'Shesh. So it's Lav Klum. There's no Yayin here, it's bottle. The bracha, according to the Tanakhama, is shakol nebidvari. Whereas the Acherim disagree, and they hold that when you have 3 and it made 3.5, what we say happened is that A, you have an extra half, which is obvious, you have more than what you put in. So obviously the Shmorim are working at least to a half cup's worth, but they are of the opinion that it's actually the Shmorim are working to a whole cup's worth. Because what has happened is, of the 3 cups of water that you put in, a half cup of water was absorbed by the shmorim. So the shmorim took in that half cup water, and in place of the half cup water, gave out a half cup of wine. So now, in the total 3.5, what you actually have is 1 full cup of wine, the half cup that you can tell that you have extra, a half cup that you can't tell that you have extra, but that we say there was a half cup extra that switched the water for the wine. So it comes out, you have now 1 full cup of wine versus 2.5 cups of water. So that's better than the 1-to-3 ratio. That's more wine. It's a stronger wine than the 1-to-3 ratio. So for sure it'll be considered wine, and you'll make a bar priya gofen. That was the machlokas, Tanakhama and Acherim, and Allah we paskin like Tanakhama, that you only make a shakol nia bidvori. So now, ask the Gemara, the last line on Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Ubi Yoyser Mechdei Mirdosim Mi Pligi. Are you telling me that the machlokas between the Tanakam and Acherim is where he gets back more than what he put in. He gets back more wine than the amount of water that he put in. But none. I'll ask you a kasha concerning Meiser from a Mishnah in Meiser's Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, where we learned Hamisameid, if somebody let water, let the leaves, let the shmorm steep in water, Vinas and mine bemida umotzakade midasoi, and he got back what he put in. He put in, let's say, the case of three, and he got back three. The halacha is putter. He's putter for meiser. We know you give meiser on wine. You don't give meiser on water. So we say, according to the Tanakhama here, that all he has is flavored water. And he'll be putter even if it has a tam yayin, because it's merely considered colored, flavored water. But it's a din mayim, memele your putter. There's no chiv meiser on water. V'Rabbi Yehuda Machayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has a locha of wine, and it will be chayev in meiser. So the Gemara says, let's make a diyuk. Ad kan loy pligi ele b'chdei medasa. When is the machlokes there in meiseris between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? That's when he gets back exactly what he put in. He put in three, and he gets back three. Tanakam says potter, Rabbi Yehuda says chayev. We can deduce, avol b'yoyser mechdei midasa loy pligi. It's mashma that if he would get back more wine than the water that he put in, even a little bit more wine, then there would be no machloikis, and then even the Tanakama would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayiv. So what are the Gemara's kasha is, what are you telling me, Rava, that when you put in three, and you got back three and a half, that that's where you have the machloikis Tanakama? And the Acherim, whether you make a Shahakla, you make a Bar Priya Goffin, from the deduction of the Mishnah in Maestris, it would seem that when you get back more than what you put in, everybody's might is considered wine, and that's why everybody agrees that there's a Chiv Maestr. The whole Machlaikis is when you get back exactly what you put in. Now, the Rashbam gives this Kasha added strength with the following observation, that we were asking a question from the deduction. Why don't we ask a question from the halach itself? The halach itself is speaking about when you put in three and you got back three. Machloikas from Yud and the Chachamim. That itself is a question. Why? Because in yesterday's shir we learned that when you put in three and you get back three, there's no machloikas. Everybody holds that the bracha is shahakol. It's water. And all of a sudden here, I find by three and getting back three, there's a machloikas. That the Gemara doesn't ask. You know who asked this question? The Rashbam. We mentioned this question at the end of yesterday's shir. The Rashbam asked the question. L'chayra Reb Yehuda's shita here by Meiser is at odds with what Rav has said over here, that there's no machloikas. What do you mean there's no machloikas? Reb Yehuda holds that your chayra has a din of wine. So on that question, the Rashbam says there's no question. Because ain't a chanami. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds really it has a din of wine. For example, can I use this to give Meiser on real wine? Rabbi Yehuda will admit, it's like Shnei Minim, that you can't use, it's only a chumra, since it has some shaychus with wine, let's be machmer and take Meiser off. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chacham saying, no, let's not be machmer. We do not agree with your chumra in that situation. So now that we've answered that question, in other words, it has no, Rav is correct. When l'inyan bracha, even Rabbi Yehuda will be moida, where it's not an inyan of a chumra, l'inyan to say Hashem's name, b'shem of Malchus, that this is considered b'irei priya gafen. Chas v'shalom. You can only say shakol niya b'dvari. That even Rabbi Yehuda will hold concerning bracha. Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer by Meiser. Says the Rashbam, now it's very strong what the Gemara's kash is. And yet you find from the deduction that it's only l'inyan nasan mayim b'mida u'matza k'dei midasai. Three in, three out. There it is a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer. Rabbanan are not machmer. But if you put in three and you got back more than three, then everybody would hold that you're chayiv. You just told me the Rabbanan are not machmer. The answer is, the Rabbanan said, that's not a chumrah. That's me'ikra din. That's called wine. Oh, Ibizai, if you're telling me that once it's more, you're getting back a little more even than what you put in. So certainly if you put in 3 and you get back 3.5, everybody would hold that that's wine. Because even the Rabbanan who are not looking for chumras, but they seem to agree that there is a chi of ma'aser me'ikra din when you're getting back a little more. Why? Because it's called yayin. So that's the strength, according to Rosh Bam, the Gemara's kasher. Because even the Rabbanan who are not looking for chumras will admit this is not a chumra, this is me'ikra din that you're chayiv. So how could you tell me that there's a machlaikis by 3 and you get back 3.5? L'charda should be no machlaikis. Everybody should hold as a din of yayin and you should make a bracha by a priya gofen. Answers the Gemara, who adin da filibi yosim day midasai pligi. Really, the machlokes rebuke in the Rabbanan is by Yais Mechtei Medasei also. Because the Rabbanan hold, just because you got a little bit more wine taste in this water, you're still dealing with water. And Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to be machmer, you're being machmer. It's not me ikra din that this has a shame wine. Just because you put in 3 and you got back 3 in a mashu, that makes it already wine? Because it has a little taste like wine? No, that does not make it into wine. So really the machlokes is by Yaiser also. Aye, if so, v'hodekom miflegi b'chdei midasai. So why do we find the machlokes in the Masechta Maaseros only when you put in 3 and you took back 3 exactly? La'idiyacha koicha de Rabbi Yehuda. It wants to tell you that even when you put in 3 and you got back 3, that Rabbi Yehuda is still machayiv. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, the Rashbam says, even if it doesn't have a taste of wine. Because as we said before, Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer. Anything that has any connection to wine, he wants to be machmer, that you should take meister. This, you steep the shmarim in the water. So memela, it has some connection with wine. We're going to be machmer, even though you didn't get back anything more. And the Rashbam says, even if you won't taste any wine in it. So really, it has no shakas with wine. The Teretz says, we want to be machmer. So the Rashbam points out, we know always there's an idea of koich that teirad. Why are we looking to tell me a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't we say the case of yoiser, you're getting back more, and the Rabbanan will say you're still putter, it still doesn't have a din of wine. Let's tell me the koich of the Rabbanan who are mekel. We always know koich that teirad. So the Rashbam says that's no chiddush. You want to tell me some chiddush here? To tell me that a little bit more is not considered wine, of course not. It's bittel. We all know that there's a Indian of bittel. So that wouldn't be a chiddush. Chiddush, and as you have to, if you want to tell me the Rabbanan, that's good if there's a chiddush. But if there's absolutely no chiddush, why tell it to me? So that's why I will tell you a chiddush in Chumrah. It comes out the chiddush is in Chumrah. The chiddush is in Chumrah in Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you got back the same as what you put in, and in fact, there's not even a taste of wine. But still, since it came into connection with wine, will be machmer that you have to give meiser. But as far as brach is concerned, Rava remains with his opinion that when you're getting back exactly what you put in, the brach is shahakol according to everybody. When you're getting back a half more, there we have a machloek between Tanakama and Acherev. And we said the svar is already, and the psak is like Tanakama, that the brach is shahakol. Boy, my name Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak from Rav Chiya bar Avin. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked a kasher from Rav Chiya bar Avin. Shmorim sheesh bem tam yayin mau. If you have shmorim and you put it in water, and now the water has tam yayin, what is the halacha? So the Rashbam says that apparently Rav Chiya bar Avin was not aware of this machloikis that we just had. On the Tzadik Vav Amid Beis of that Brisa, because if he would have known that Brisa, he would have asked, I know it's a machloikis between Tanakam and Acherim. When you put in 3 and you get back 3.5, and you have a Tam Yayin, that's what the Acherim say. The Acherim say, Shmorim Sheyesh Bem Tam Yayin, Mevorach Olein Bar Priya Gofen. And the Tanakam holds, even if it has a Tam Yayin, you make a Shahakal. So if he knew that Brisa, that machloikis, he should have asked the Shaila, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Tanakam or do we paskin like Acherim? He makes himself oblivious. Teretz says he didn't know, he didn't hear that brisa. That's how the Rashbam learns. However, the Ritval learns, he knew the brisa. What he meant to ask is, l'chayra, the halacha should be like the acherim. If this liquid that I have over here has a tam yayin, so then l'chayra, mao, what's the din? How can you tell me that that you only make a shahakal, l'chayra yavadi, you should make a bar priya gofen? Or l'inya meiser, l'chayra, it should be a vadi chayv b'meiser if it has a tam yayin. Amar lei, so he answered him, mi savrat chamra, who told you just because it has a taste of wine that it is wine? Ki yu ba'almahu. It's water that's flavored with a taste of wine. Kiyua means it has acid in it. It has acidity of wine in it. But that doesn't make it yet to be called wine. To make a bracha bar pi agafen, it's not, we're not going to paskel like the acherim. And in fact, the halacha is like the Tanakama. Now the Rabbeinu Yoina here says a very nice pshat. He asks a fundamental kasha here on the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yoina asks a very fundamental question, and that is, what happened to a rule that we have in Ganshas called Tom Gaker? In fact, the whole logic that wine should be batel echad b'sheish means we know other isurim are batel echad b'shisha. So if you tell me echad b'sheish, it means it has a tom yayin in it. By wine, the tom is there. It's not the only time tom gets nullified is echad b'shisha. So if it's only echad b'sheish, like we had in our sugya, and we said echad b'sheish is bottle, what do you mean bottle? What happened to the tom? There's a tom yayin there. And this will be nageya to the question of meiser. Meiser, you're dealing with an isser. If you're dealing with an isser, let's say a bracha, you could clear. But when you're dealing with an isser, l'chayra there, it should be tali in hilchas bittel. And if this is only echad b'sheish, and you have a tom, so then it should be tom ke'ikr, and it should not be bottle. What happened to the holding of Tom Kaker? And therefore, the kash is on the Rabbanan. How could the Rabbanan say you're not chayv and meiser? If it has a Tom, then it should be chayv and meiser. So one teretz that the Rishonim say is that we're speaking about here with meiser, it's only demai. Be'emes, the roiv amaratzim, give meiser, it's only a mi'ud who don't. The Rabbanan were machmer that if you buy tvua from an amoritz, you should consider it as if meiser was not taken off. So, and you should be mafresh meiser. That's a chumra mid rabbanon. So, mele de rabbanon, mid rabbanon, it doesn't go buster the tam. It goes buster the percentages. It'll go buster a sixth. It won't go buster tam. However, Rabbeinu Yoina says a beautiful pshat. Rabbeinu Yoina says that we have a rule in Tom Kaker, but we have another rule as well in Yerideya, in Gemara, in Chulin, other places, of Nois and Tom Lefgam. That a Tom, if there's an off taste, then you only say Tom Kaker if it's Tom Lishvach, if it's a positive taste. But if it's a negative taste, then we don't say that it ushers because of Tom Kaker. So he says that by wine, When you have wine in a lot of water, even though you have the taste of wine, it's lefgam. The wine, it means this liquid is really water. But you have now an off taste in the water because you have wine. It's like nishtahi nishtaher. It's not wine because you only have a sixth of wine in the liquid. But it gives an off taste to the water, because it's not fresh, pure water, having this off taste of the wine within it. So memela there, we don't say tam kicker there. It's nice and tam lefgam, and that's why it will not be a problem here in our sugya of tam kicker. Continue. So the Rabbeinu Yoina now says, beautiful, that's the pshat in the Gemara here. Boy, minei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chi Ravim, shmorim sheish brem tam yayin mahu. If it has a tam, so he's, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it could be it's a kasha on the Rabbanan. How could the Rabbanan say by meiser it's potter? It has a tam yayin. That's good for what he means to ask. What is the answer? Amalei, mi savrat kamrahu. Do you think that tam yayin gives it a din of wine? Kiyua ba'almu. It's nice and tam lefgam. That's good for how Rabbeinu Yoina learns the pshat in our sugya. It's an off taste when you have wine. If wine and water are mixed to the correct proportion, chad plus 1-3 ratio. So then it's a beautiful cup of wine. But if you have it in not a good ratio, then the wine, in fact, makes it nice and tam of gam. So that's good for the teretz of the Gemara, that kiyu abalnu. Since it's not mixed to the correct proportion here, it's an acidity, it's an off taste in the water. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned, Shemorim shel truma. What happens if you have the Shemorim, which were from truma, and now you put water, you put the Shemorim in water, does the water have a din of truma? And will a czar, for example, be usher to eat it? So the halacha is, Rishon v'sheni usher. If you put the Shemorim in water once, and you put the Shemorim in water a second time, then we say that it's usher. The Rashbam has the words in the Gemara, usher l'zorim. That ain't a chanami. It'll have a din of truma, and it'll be usher to zorim. Shalishi, but if you, a third time, try to squeeze out more from the shmorim, and you put the shmorim in water a third time, mutter, then that third time it does not have a loch of truma, and it'll be mutter lazar. Rav Meir says, af shlishi benoisen tam, even the shlishi, the third time, he's machmer, and he says, if it has a tam, if it tastes like yayin, memeil, it'll be a din of truma, even a third time. Vishel meiser, now here it's important to make the punctuation here is important. It's not Vishal Meiser Rishon. Because as the Rashbam points out, that we hold that the Meiser Rishon is Mutter Lazorim. The Rashbam says, Deloy Kerab Meir. Rab Meir holds it's Osir. But we hold that Meiser Rishon is Mutter Lazorim. So Memela here it means Meiser Sheni. If you had Meiser Sheni, which you're Mechliv to eat in Yerushalayim, and now you have Shmorim of Meiser Sheni, so what happens if you put water on top of those shmorim and they were steeped in the shmorim, in the water? What's the halacha? The halacha is rishon usher. The first time that you did it, then it has that liquid will have a din of ma'aser sheni. You'll have to drink it in your shalayim, or you'll have to be poited. Sheni, but if you did it a second time, then it's already so weak that it doesn't have a din of ma'aser sheni, and mutter, you can eat it, drink it wherever you want. Rav Meir Aimer, Av Sheni, Benoisen Tam. Again, Rav Meir is Machmer on the Tanakhama, and he says that even the second time that you put the water on top of the Shmorim, it will have a din of ma'aser sheni, and you'll have to eat in your shalayim. Vishal Hegdish, if you had Shmorim of Hegdish, Shlishi Oser, here we're more Machmer, even if you did it three times, it'll have a din of Hegdish. Urevi Mutter, the fourth time you did it, it's a week, does not have a din of Hegdish. Rav Meir Aimer, Rav Meir's Machmer on the Tanakhama. Af Revi, a nice time. Even the fourth time that you put the water over the Shmorim, it has a din of Hegdish, it'll be Oser, been nice and tom. Ask the Gemara for a minute, I'll ask you a question. We learned in a Braisa, Shel Hegdish, La'olam Oser. You're telling me, according to the Tanakhama, Hegdish is three times. According to Rav Meir, it's four times. We learned in a Braisa that you could do it 100 times, and it'll Oser the water as a din of Hegdish. Vishal Meiser, and Meiser Sheni, La'olam Mutter. It's not even Oser one time. And you told me, according to Rav Meir, two times, according to Tanakhama, one time, we learned it's always mutter. Kasha, Hegdish, Hegdish. Kasha, Meiser, Meiser. So we have a question, a stira, concerning Hegdish and concerning Meiser Sheni. The Gemara answers, Hegdish, Hegdish, like Kasha, Kambik, Dush, Saguf, Kambik, Dush, Zdamim. There's no stira, there's no Kasha about Hegdish, because now there's a machloikas here between the Rashbam and the Rashba. The Rashbam learns that by Kedushas Saguf, we're Machmer. And as we notice, two types of Kedusha. One is your magdish, the thing itself. For example, I magdish the wine to be used as nisach hayayin on top of the mizbeach. That would be Kedusha Saguf. Or Kedusha Damim, as the Rashbam explains, means shehigdish chavis yayin lebeta kabayis via mocher. We sell that barrel of wine. V'yikhu bedam of tzarchi beta kabayis. And with the money that you are getting in the sale for the chavis of yayin, you'll go and buy things that you need for beta kabayis. So according to the Rashbam, when do we say that hegdish is la'olam oser? That's by kedushas aguf, because that's more chomer. but Kedusha's Berech Habayis is a lesser madreg of Kedusha. So that will get into the amounts we said before, either three times according to Tanna Kamma, four times according to Rav Meir. The Rajba says just the opposite. By Kedusha Saguf, if you're giving this as Yayin on the Mizbeach, so then you have to determine, is it Yayin or not? So we say it's Yayin three times, but a fourth time it's not. According to Rav Meir, even four times. But maybe a fifth time, according to Rav Meir, it's not. Mashiach came if you're dealing with Kedushas Bedek Habayis, where you have to sell it, and the value that you get in the sale, you use for the Tzorach Bedek Habayis. There the Svora, says the Rajba, is that as long as it has a taste of wine, even if you did it 100 times, it means it still has a connection to Kedusha, that you'll still have to sell it and get the value of it. Good, you'll sell it as colored water, whatever you want to sell it. But it still has the wine in it, so as long as it has the wine in it, it has a value to the Bedek Habayis. So according to the Rajab, it's just the opposite pshat here in the sugya. Meiser amaiser namele kasher. There's no kasher from meiser amaiser. Why? Kamba meiser vadai, kamba meiser demai. If you're speaking about the shmorim or shmorim of definite meiser, so then ain't the chanami. The Tanna Kamma holds that it will be one time only, the shmorim will be meiser, and Rav Meir's machmer two times. But if it's meiser demai, if it's meiser which is only meiser the rabbanon, there the rabbanon weren't machmer even by one time. It's lo'ila mutter, means you don't have to go to Yerushalayim to drink this liquid over there. Since the whole meiser is only the rabbanon were meiser. So it's no stira, meiser to meiser. Am Rav Yechim Shem Rav Shem Ben Yitzadik. Just like we gave all kinds of amounts concerning Meister Sheni, concerning Truma, concerning Hegdish, whether the Shmorim, which were steeped in water, whether the water has Allah of Truma Meister or Hegdish, the same criterion will be Le'inyan Hechsher. We know that liquids are machsher and oichel in order to be mekabel tumah. And what are those liquids? We have seven liquids, which we know by the acronym of Yad Shachat Dam. Yad, the Yud is Yayin, Dalet is Dam, Shachat, the Shin is Shemen, oil, Ches is Cholav, Tes is Tal, and Dam is Dvash and Mayim. So those seven liquids are machsher of food lekabel tumah. So the Gemara says it'll be nageya if you have shmorim that were steeped in water. So let's say you have truma. So we learned before the first two times has a din of truma, means that it has a din of yayin. It has a din of yayin. Memel has a din of truma. The third time, according to the Tanna Kamma, will be water. So that it'll be a nafkemina legabe whether it's machshu lekabel tumah. Ask the Gemara, hechsherin demai. Now here the word demai is not demai, which is tevel mitarabana. Here it means demai of what? In other words, lemai nafkemina. What are you speaking about? E demaya ichshuri machshuri. E dechamra ichshuri machshuri. What did we just say? The seven liquids. Two, the first one was Yad, Yayin, and the last one, Yad Shachat Dam, the last mem is Mayim. So Yayin and Mayim are both Machshir LeKabel Tumah. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the Nafgemina, whether I consider this Truma, for example? Do I consider it Truma, which means I consider it wine, or do I consider it water and it's not Truma? Lamay Nafgemina LeGabi being Machshir LeKabel Tumah. Both Yayin and Mayim are two of the seven liquids which are Machshir LeKabel Tumah. Answers the Gemara Leitzricha, Shetamdu B'meik Shamim. They were steeped, the Shmorim were steeped in rainwater, and he took the rainwater, and he was Machshir and Oichel. And that's the question, is it Machshir or not? Why is it a question it was rainwater? So as the Rashbam explains, because there's a din, the Pasuk says, ki yutan mayim. When water is put on a oichel, it's machshirut lekabel tumah. The word ki yutan is spelled yud tof nun. really, we pronounce it as if it would be Yud Vav Tav Nun, but the Vav is not there in the Sefer Torah. So Chazal say, Ki Yutan Dumu L'chiyite. Ki Yutan means passively. It was put. Means, for example, the rain put it. You didn't put it, the rain put it. Ki Yiten means when you will put it. So we say, Chazal say, just like Yiten is Nichalei, when you put the water on this Eichel, you wanted the water to go on the Eichel. So too, Ki Yutan, when it's done with the rain, you also have to be Nichalei, you want it to go on. So Memela, what happened over here? Here, the rainwater went on the Shmorim. You didn't, it wasn't Nicha to you. You have no interest in it. So Memela, now will be a big Nafkamina, whether we look at this item, let's take the case of Truma. The first two times that you had Shmorim, it has a din of Truma, which means it has a din of wine, then it'll be Makshir, because wine, there's no din of Kiyuta. The whole din of Kiyuta is Kiyuta and Mayim. It's only by water that there's a din of Nichalei. By Yayin, there makes no Nafkamina. So the wine will be Makshir L'Kabal Tumah. But if it has a halacha on the third time, for example, it has a halacha of water, so in this case it won't be Makshir L'Kabal Tumah. So there will be enough gemina, whether you consider it water or you consider it wine. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, what's enough gemina? It's love akasha. The kivin, the kashakal verami lahu lamana achshavinu. How could you tell me by water he's not nicha? What did he do here? He went outside, he saw that his shmorim had rainwater on it. What did he do? He poured it into a keli. He poured this liquid, which had gotten the water on top of the shmorim. He now extracted the liquid, and he has it in a keli. So by doing that, he's showing that it's nichalei. By the mere fact that he emptied it, it's something important to him that he put into a keli. So the Gemara says, no, loitzricha shenitmad me'elov. It must be speaking about over here that this, it's not that he put the shmorim outside so that the rain should fall on it, but rather it happened all by itself. It happened to be he had shmorim outside, it was caught in a rainstorm, but he didn't show in any way that he's nicha to do it. But the Gemara says he did show. Why? The kivin the kodnugid, when he drew away the liquid, kama, one by one, achshavinu, that itself shows that he's nicha. Now, what happened over here? It rained on it once, he took the liquid, and he took it away. Then he has the shmorm sitting outside, again it rained, took it away into another bowl. Then it rained a third time. And on each bowl, you have a question, is this bowl of shmorim, of the liquid, is this machshir l'kabal tumah or not? So by the fact that he removed it each time into a different bowl, he's showing, if he didn't care, let him just leave it outside. If he has three different cups of this liquid, it shows that he's machshiv it. It's nichalei. So if it's nichalei, there's no difference between wine or water. Amar papa b'por shishrei sarisha risha. It's speaking about that a pora drank up the first two times. You think that we're speaking about that he removed it each time. No. It rained, a pora went over, drank up the liquid. It rained again, a pora went over, drank up the liquid. Now we're up to the third time. Now a pora wasn't here. He has this third liquid. He wants to know, does this have a din of yayin or does it have a din of water? So there's two technical questions over here. The Rajba asks, let's start with the Ravid. The Ravid asks, you're telling me over here that the halacha of Hechshir L'Kabal Tumah is the same like Truma, Meiser, Hegdish the first time. Let's take the case of Truma. The first two times has a din of Truma and wine. The third time it has a din according to the Tanakhama of water. And Mimela, the first two times it's Machshir L'Kabal Tumah, the third time it won't. What do you mean the first two times? The animal you told me just ate it. Some Rishonim say, we're not talking about the first two times. That's gone. That's in the stomach of the cow. We're talking, focusing on the third time. Does it have a din of wine? Does it have a din of water? But the others say, no, it could be Nageh. He shechted the cow, and he found the water inside. Does that water have a din of truma of wine or not? So even the first two times, it could be Nageh. Or the Shita says that maybe some of the water that the cow drank dripped down, And the shail is, does that have a din of water or does it have a din of wine? But in other words, we don't know what he is nich on it or not. As when it comes to the third time, and there was no cow in the picture, and there's just water coming down, does it have a din of wine? Machshul kabel tuma. Does it have a din of water? And here we have no indication whether it's nichatim or not. So then it has a din of water, it won't be mekabel tuma. Ask the Rashba, why not? Forget about the cow. Let's say he took it away the first two times. So he definitely, the first two times, is nicha. And now we have to figure out, is it wine? The third time, he didn't touch it. Now we could still have a question. Is it wine, it'll be machsher, even though we have no indication the third time whether it's nicha. If it's water, we don't have an indication that it's nicha, then it won't be machsher l'kabel tuma. So why do we have to introduce this whole story with a cow? Let us say that he took it away the first two times, he left it the third time. It'll still be nageya to us to know whether l'marshal by hegdish will have a din of hegdish, it'll have a din of wine, it'll be mekabel tuma. If it's truma, then it won't have a din the third time of truma, it'll be water, it won't be mekabel tuma. So the Rashba answers no. If he took it away the first two times, even if he left it the third time, it would be a gilui das and umdina to us that he likes this process. The Arai, he took it away the first two times. Then we would say that the third time, by the even if it's water, it's nichalei, and there wouldn't be enough gemina, whether it's water or wine. So the Gemara had to make a case where we have no indication whatsoever whether he likes it or not. What happened the first two times when he put it in the keli? He didn't put it in the keli, and the animal ate it up. So we have no hint from him whether he likes it or not. So then, if it has a din of wine, it's machshul kabel tuma. If it has a din of water, we don't see from him any indication that it was nichale because of the animal. Therefore, it will not be machshul kabel tuma. Continues the Gemara. Now we get into halacha, which is very relevant, which has to do with kiddush. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav. Ein oimrim kiddush hayoyim ela ala yayin haroy lenaskal gamim mizbeach. You're only allowed to say Kiddush. In other words, we've had here where you had certain mashkin which had a din of shakal nevedvori. You had other mashkin which had a din bar priya gafen. Now the Gemara is saying that even if something has a din of yayin and has a din of bar priya gafen, but it's possible it will still be possible for Kiddush. Because the rule is that Kiddush can only be said on a wine that is roy to be nisach hayayin on gabi hamizbeach. As we'll soon see from the Gemara, this is even if it's roy b'dieved. Of course, the best thing is if it would be proper l'chatchila to bring such wine on the mizbeach. But even if l'chatchila we would not bring the wine, but b'dieved we would, you know, it would still make it roy for kiddush. If even b'dieved it cannot be brought as nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, it is possible for kiddush. Gemara wants to know, Lemute Mai, what is your case where it is a Boyer Priya Goffin, and yet it's not Roy to be brought Al Gabe HaMizbeach, and it will be possible for Kiddush? Ilema Lemute Yayin Migitoy, if you want to say grape juice that was just pressed out of the press, and it didn't have time to ferment into wine, that's the Kiddush, that it's not good for Kiddush. Vatani, Rabchia taught, Yayin Megitoy Loyavi, you shouldn't bring freshly pressed out wine on the Mizbeach, but Vim Hevi Kosher, but Yavid it's kosher. And then we have the rule that we mentioned before, Vikivin Dim Hevi Kosher. If but Yavid it's kosher, Ananafil Lichat Chilanami, then you can even use it Lichat Chila. As the Rashbam explains, that we need wine that can intoxicate, as the Pasuk says, Haseich nesach sheichor. It has to be wine which is poured on the mizbeach, which is intoxicating. Midi de meshaker, lichatchila, it has to be something that's intoxicating. But even grape juice is b'dieved kosher. For two reasons, the Rashbam says. Either because we have a rule that the only time you have a psul is when it's shana kosav lakev. When the Torah said it twice, then you see that it's likuva. Here the Torah didn't say this halacha twice. So therefore, grape juice, although it's not intoxicating, would be kosher b'dieved. Or, since the pasuk uses a double lashon of haseich nesach sheichor, and it doesn't just say haseich sheichor, So therefore, we say mikol makom, that it's good even if you didn't have sheikhor. That's why it says it with a double lashon of hasech nesach sheikhor. So this is what the halach is. Kiven dim hevi kosher, since b'dieved it is kosher, anana filachatchila nami, we can use it for kiddush even lichatchila. The Amar Rava, because Rava said, Soichet Adam Eshkol, as we turn to Daf, Tzadik Zayin Amit Beis, a person can squeeze out a Eshkol Shalanovim, a cluster of grapes, before Shabbos, V'oimer Olav Kiddush Hayoyim, and he can make Kiddush on it. The Rashbam's Girsa here is not the Amar Rava, but the Amar Rava. In other words, you might say that just like L'chatchila, it's possible for Nisach Hayayit, it should also be possible L'chatchila for Kiddush. So he tells you, no, that since I see that Rava says that soiched on him, that a person lechatchila is allowed to go and squeeze out an eshkol shel anavim, and means that it's yayin migitoy, it didn't have time to ferment, and it's mutter lechatchila. So we see this halacha. We see that a thing that's mutter b'dieved for nisach hayayin is kosher lechatchila for kiddush hayoyim on Shabbos, and therefore when Rav Zutra Bartuvia, the name of Rav, said, "Ein oimim kiddush hayoyim el hayayin or roil and naschal gavim mizbech." He could not be mamayit grape juice because grape juice would lechatchil be kosher, since b'dieved it's kosher for nisach hayayin on the mizbech. Ve'el lemuti mipio mishulah, that on the top of wine you have a mold which is like white mold. It looks like flour. One should not take that wine for the mizbeach. Umishulah, from the bottom, because there you have the sediments. One should take from the middle. So if you want to say that that's what you should not use for kiddush hayoyim, the top or the bottom of the wine barrel, v'atani Rabchiya learned, mipi umishulah lo yavi, he shouldn't bring it for nisach, v'im hevi, but if he brought it, kosher. And again, we have the same rule, whatever is b'dieved kosher for nisach hayoyim is kosher l'chatchila for kiddush hayoyim. Ve'el l'mute yayin kushi, black wine, boireg, white wine, hilistin, very sweet wine, shamarta, that's taken direct from a cellar without checking it, and it could be it's turning sour, or shall smuchim, or raisin wine. Maybe these are the ones that Rav is trying to mimayit, but tani willert no brisa, but kulun lo yavi. He shouldn't bring all of these that we just mentioned, lechatchila, bavim hevi kosher. But if he brought it, it is kosher. So, and whatever is kosher b'dieved for this chayayin is mutter l'chatchila for kiddush hayoyim. Ve'elo l'mute must be one of the following, because each of the following are possible, even b'dieved, to be brought as nis chayayin, and therefore there would be possible for kiddush, although we would make on them a bor p'ri hagafen. And what are they? Yayin kaiseis, wine that is turning sour. Now, the Rashbam points out, even though we learned before, if you brought wine from a cellar, and you don't know whether it is turning sour or not, it's l'chatchila, you shouldn't use it for nisach hayayin, b'dieved it's kosher. Here we're saying even b'dieved it's possible. The chilek is simple. Here it's definitely yayin kaiseis. It's definitely wine that is turning sour. That's the wine that is sold, which we learned in yesterday's shir in the chanus. And it has a taste of wine, but it has a smell of vinegar. So that is turning sour. And the Rashbam points out, first of all, here it's Vaday, and in the case of Martev, it's a Suffolk. That's why from Martev, which you didn't check, is L'chatchila, you shouldn't use it on the Nisach HaYayin, but B'dieved, it's kosher. Here where it's Yayin Koyseis, Vaday, then the halach is even B'dieved, it is possible. The Rashbam points out that this is different than Yayin Migitoy, even though both of them are not intoxicating, but the grape juice has a potential that in the future it will become intoxicating. Mimela, it's kosher b'dieved. Whereas yayin kaiseis is spoiled, and mimela, it's no longer going to become intoxicating because it is vinegar. Mimela, it is posel, even b'dieved. Mozoig, even though we learned that excellent wine is a ratio of 3-1, but legabi to mizbeach, it must be chai. It must be unadulterated. It has no water in it. There's two reasons for this. Either because legabe, what the Torah wants, hasach nesach sheichar, it has to be fully intoxicated, chai, without any taruvis mixture of water, or because since the Torah requires, the Rashbam says, v'niskoi revias ahin chai, it has to be a revias hin. If you put in water, it'll be missing from that revias ahin, it'll be missing the shear. Also, what is possibly even b'dieved is megula. if it is open, because then a poisonous snake could have put its venom into the mashke, and memela it will be pasul. And today we don't have a problem with wine that is megula. Wine that's megula, as we're going to see in the Gemara soon, is even not concerning the mizbeach. It's a sakana to drink because perhaps it has those poisonous snakes, the venom inside the liquid. Bizman is there where we don't have these poisonous snakes in the areas where we live. So in Echanami, there would be no sakana. We'll soon see what the halacha is, bizman is there, of yain magula legabe, using it for kiddush. Vishal shmorim, if it was steeped in the shmorim. Visharechara, if it has a taste of wine and has a smell of wine, but it has a bad odor because it was in a defective, bad-smelling chavis. So all of these that we mentioned here are possible even b'diyavad. This time we learned, but cool in all of these cases, lo yavi, don't bring it as nisach hayayin on mizbeach v'im hevi, and if you brought it, possible. So now it must be that when Rav says din, that it's not good for kiddush, he meant one of these. So now let's figure out which one. Lemute mai. Which one is he trying to memide? That even though you make a bar priya gafen on it, it will not be kosher for kiddush. Ilemute kaisis, if you want to tell me the one that is sold in a chanus, the very bad wine that has a smell of vinegar and a taste of yayin, that we learned before on Daf Tzadik, Vav Amud Aleph, plukta de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's machloek between Rabbi Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi. Whether it has a din of yayin or whether it has a din of chaimetz, and the way some rishonim learn, it'll also be nageya whether you make a bar pir gofen on it or whether you make a shahakol. And since it's an item where there's a debate whether you make a bracha bar pir gofen to begin with, maybe only make a shahakol, so l'chayra, that for sure would be possible for kiddush. The way the Rashbam learns it, there, and as according to the first pshat, you wouldn't have to mention, Rav wouldn't have to be memayed it, because there's no havam in it that it should be good for kiddush, if we even have a suffix, whether you make a shahakal on it, or a bar priya gofen. You may not even make a bar priya gofen. The way the Rashbam learns is different. The Rashbam says, it's a pluk to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's considered wine, and therefore you would make a bar priya gofen, and it would be kosher for kiddush. And according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, there's nothing to talk about. It has a din of shahakol, so of course it wouldn't be good for kiddush. So that couldn't be what Rav is speaking about. Ilamutim mazik, if it's trying to memayit a wine that was mixed together with water, so even though there's exeris akosov that it's not good legabe nisach hayayin, but legabe kiddush fakeret ilui ilave alaya, you're making it better. That even though, as the Rashbam explains, that we find that Rabbi Lozer disagrees with the Chacham Lagabi Nischa Yayin, and he says that Yayin Mozoik is kosher for Nischa Yayin, but the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Lozer by Nischa Yayin, but they also agree that when it comes to Koisho Bracha, which means Birchas HaMazon, for benching, if you're benching Ala Kois, so there, for care, there you shouldn't use wine that is totally Chai, that has no water in it. You should put in water, because that ratio of 3-1, as we learned before, is the best kind of wine. So you're making it better. So l'charavada, you would be allowed to make kiddush on it. Ilamute, if you're going to tell him megula, that it's mamayit megula, that's what Rav's trying to mamalak sakani. And that's also even not to drink at any time. Forget about kiddush. You're not allowed to drink it. It's a sakana. Ilamute shel shmorim, if you want to be mamayit, where it was steeped in shmorim, hey chidami, what's the case? And this will be negeya to the sugya that we started our shir with, and yesterday's shir at the end, what are we talking about? Either Rama Tlos of us are if you put in 3 and you brought back 4, that Chamram Al Yehi. Rava told us that there is no machlokes between the Tanakam and the Cherem. Everybody holds that as a din of wine. So of course it would be good for Kiddush. Either Rama Tlos of us or Tlos of Palga, if he put in 3 and he got back 3.5, plucked to the Rabban of Acherim. That's the machlokes Rabban of Acherim. As the Rashbam says, we paskin like the Tanakama, like the Rabbanan. that it has a din of bracha of shahak lemivari, shahak lemivari. Obviously, you can't use it for kiddush. That couldn't be what Rav is speaking about. Elo de Gemara says it's mamaya two cases. And both of these cases are nismayed for the same reason. Elo lemuti shereya chayrat has a bad smell. It tastes like wine. It has a smell of wine, but there's a defective part of the smell because it was sitting in this bad barrel. And the Rashbam over here puts in the reason because of a pasuk, hakriveu no lefecha secha hayitzcha yisapanecha, which is the same pasuk that our Gemara brings for the next case, and we'll explain both of these halachas with the same pasuk. Let's just learn the second halacha. The ibayisema, or I'll tell you another pshat, we're being mamayit megula. Ah, you had a kasha megula stama sakana. You can't drink it, and therefore, of course, you can't use it for kiddush. But afal gav the avrim misanenis k'Rav Nechemya. The kiddush is that even though Rav Nechemya says in Gemara Masechta Sukkah that if you took a strainer and you put this liquid, which might have been exposed to snakes, you put the liquid through the strainer has the ability to take away the poison. And then al sakana you would be able to drink it, but that's not good for using it on nisach hayayin. And just like it's not good for nisach hayayin, it's not good for kiddush either. What's the reason? Both for rechay ra and for wine that was megula and you put it through a strainer, the answer is afilo hachi hakriveu na lefecha secha. Please bring this to your governor. The Gemara learns from this pasuk concerning a sick animal or a lame animal. Is it kosher for akrav? Would you bring this to a king? Hayitzcha yisapanecha. You have to ask yourself that question. Will the king show you favor? Will he turn his countenance towards you? Now you're bringing something with a melech malchi amlocham akadosh baruch hu. So it might taste like wine. It might be a bayer priya guffin. But is this something that passes for kiddush? It's not kovedik tashem to bring a sick animal, to bring a lame animal. It's not kovedik tashem to bring nisach hayayin al gamim mizbeach, yayin that's recha ra, or yayin that was megula, even though you used a strainer on it to take away the potential poison. And just like it's not good legabe nisach hayayin, it's also not good legabe kiddush. That is what Rav is trying to memayit. Rav is trying to memayit specifically, the Rashbam says, these two cases which are the only problem with them is that it's most. It's disgusting. It's not kovedik tashem to bring such wine on the mizbeach or to use it for kiddush. Boy, minei Rav Kahana chamud Rav Misharsha mirav. Rav Kahana, the father-in-law of Rav Misharsha, had a shah from Rav Chamar Chavar Yin Maut. What's the din with white wine? So Rashbam says that he didn't know, he didn't hear this brice that we learned before, that yayin borek, which is white wine, which Rashbam says is a bad wine, that l'chatchila you shouldn't use it, and b'diyavad it's kosher. He didn't hear that halacha. Amrlei, and the Rashbam says that others want to say the shal was the gabi kiddush, but he doesn't like that shot, and he says that the shal of the Gemara is the gabi nesachim. Could I bring it for nisach hayayin? He answered him, Amrlei, the pasuk says in Mishlei, al tov teira yayin ki Yis Adam, don't look at wine when it's red, because red wine is the most intoxicating wine, and therefore, just like a person shouldn't go after red wine, because it can make him shikker, but when it comes to the halach of nisach hayayin, where there the criterion is that it should be intoxicating, hasach nesach sheikher, so adarabba there, it should be lichatchila red wine, bidyeved, white wine is also good, bidyeved. Because it takes longer for white wine to intoxicate, but it has at least the ability in it after a while that it will intoxicate as well. And so it is with kiddush. A person should have wine, or for the Arba Kaisis, wine that doesn't have to be very large alcohol content, that a person should get shikur with drinking it right away, but it has the potential, if a person would keep on drinking and drinking, that it would make him shikur. That is the preferable wine that a person should use. And just one halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber Paskins and Simon Ayin Reish Beis Sif Aleph, that even bizman is there, where there's no sakana of snakes, as we mentioned before, but Yain Megula, the Ritz Geyes says, is possible. Just like we see that even light Reb Nechemya, that you could use strained yain magula. We don't have a sakana for the poison. And yet it's not good for the Mizbeach because it's not Mekayim HaKriveh Nolav Fechasecha. Is this something that you would bring to your king, your governor? Is it something that he would show favor to you for? And it's not, it's most to bring such a wine. So even Bizman HaZeh, where there's no sakana, but yet, because of HaKriveh Noah, it would be a problem even Bizman HaZeh. So Paskins the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Reish Beis, Sifalov, in the name of the Ritz Geis. Concludes the Gemara in the last din of our previous Mishnah. Kankanim B'Sharon, in Sharon, a Lekech accepts 10% of kegs, which are pitzois. Pitzois are defective ones. Tano, we learned. Pitzois, what are these inferior kegs? Nois, they're nice. Umagu, forois. And they're sealed with sulfur. So the Rashbam learns that that there are breaks in them, and he goes around and he seals up the breaks, and they look from the outside nice, but if you check them, you see that they're defective and they're sealed with, those that have cracks in them are sealed, so he accepts 10%. The Ritva doesn't like this pshat, because we've learned in the whole sugya that the lekech only accepts something which is not the fault of the moicher. But here, if the moicher is going around sealing it, so he knows that it has a crack in it, and so such a thing, the lekech is an avil. That's an avil to put those into the 100 that it's buying, that 10 of those should be defective. Therefore, the Ritva learns, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that when it says here noise, it doesn't mean nice, but it means from the Lashon no umavushal. No means it's something that's not fully cooked. In other words, that the all the kankanim, not just the ones that are defective, all the kankanim have on is this sulfur, and memela, the moicher does not know that which ones really are defective or not. They all have this cover on them. There are ones that broke, and but he can't see it, because it's covered with this sulfuric sealing. So Mimela there, the Lekeach accepts 10%. Now what happens if he got more than 10%? So here the Rashbam brings that Rabbeinu Chananel says, and so the Rashbam says, I found in the Tosefta, that if there's more, we don't say, like we learned before by wheat that has impurities, that because either Midin or Miknas, that he has to return the whole amount. The moicher has to reimburse the lekech with the whole amount, but rather here the halacha is that whatever is over 10%, he gives back and he gets a financial exchange by the moicher to the lekech. He has to give him back more than 10%, but the 10% he accepts, even though there was more. Why is this different in the case of wheat? So the Rashbam says because both of the svaris that of dinner knas do not apply by the kankanim. Because one svara was that the lekech accepts it because it's a tircha for him to go through, and therefore he's only accepting it up to roiva kav. But once he's already checking by roiva kav, he checks everything. That whole svara doesn't apply by the kankanim because it's not a tircha for him to find the ones that are cracked. And on the other hand, it's not a knas either, because knas goes with the assumption that this person put in there impurities by the wheat, whereas here such a fraud would be easily discovered, and therefore we're not choshish for that as well, and there is no knas, and therefore the Rashbam says that this din here is different than the din of wheat, and here he just gives back the extra inferior jugs, and he gets reimbursed for it, but the first 10% was a standing practice that was always accepted by the Lekeach.